Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Yo, son!
One app is life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating.
Get it?
Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd now here, right?
Like, I can tell you were a nerd.
It's primal.
And that's raw.
Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits.
Are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I bought a millionaire Griffin. This was years ago, bro. Years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. One app is life.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
Oh boy, what an episode that we have of Juan Epuru to do today.
Do we have a crazy episode? I wasn't prepped.
What? A lot to talk about. And Sy, first and foremost, got to talk about our friends over at Blue Chew.
What? Oh man, our friends are back.
Our friends are back, bluechew.com, promo code JuanEp over there. Sife, you know, it's pretty amazing. You know, sometimes it's hard to find that good old stuff like we used to have when we were young. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That mojo.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as things, you know, like Viagra and Cialis and all that, but at a fraction of the cost in chewable tablets. It's super easy. You sign up at bluechew.com. You get with a licensed medical provider. And once you're approved, you get the prescription within days. It's all online. No doctor's office, no awkward conversation. It's shipped to your house, Sife. You know what kind of package?
I'm going to assume like a big red and yellow package that says Blue Chew on it.
You would be exactly wrong. It's a discreet package.
Oh, yeah. Really?
It's a discreet package. That's exactly right. So we have a great deal for our listeners at JuanEp. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code JuanEp at checkout. All right? You just pay $5 for shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code JuanEp to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for details and important safety information. Thank you, Blue Chew, for sponsoring the podcast. Also, Sife, we went live on the old YouTube right now. Let's see.
Okay, we're live. I'm on the West Coast right now, so I'm live.
So that means that you got to process the whole Kendrick West record on the West Coast.
Yeah.
How was that? Yeah. How was that experience?
It was a thing. I would like to say, well, I mean, I'm sure we're going to dig deep into it, but yours truly, Cypher Sounds Theory, was correct. Club bangers, pop, pop, pop.
That's all it takes, right?
No. Not all it takes. It's an element that these rappers sometimes forget about. They forget about the DJ element. The DJ can spread your music differently than the internet can. It's a different energy. Like, viral comes from live moments. Like, now we use viral when it comes to all being shared and all on the internet and social media. But viral use is a thing that used to be considered something live when something went viral.
Something like this, what you mean? I gotta tell you, so the first time I heard the rant, I didn't know if it was gonna be good.
Because you're not a club guy.
But from the bop I was in, though. See, any of you judge me. No, no judge.
No, no judgment. No judgment. You're just not a club guy.
Here we go. I just thought the rant, 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 rant might like get boring. And for some reason, it works great. No. And it's almost as if Kendrick's having fun, Syfe. The way he made his voice sound, it's almost like he's doing an impression of like a Dub C. Like Kendrick's from the West, but he doesn't make West Coast records like this very often.
Kendrick's records become West because that's where he's from. And a lot of his verbiage and terminology is West Coast slang, but his music isn't traditionally what we would call West Coast. But this this one has got that West Coast, the traditional West Coast bop.
And listen to the little affect he even puts on his voice.
Mustard on the beat, ho.
Mustard on the beat, ho.
Nigga, he a freak, though. Brand damn. Call a help of the lambs. Tell him, please, bro. Nail a nigga to the cross. He walk around like T's, though. What's up with these jabroni ass niggas trying to see Compton? The industry can hate me. Fuck them all in they mama. How many options you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna pass on this body. I'm John Stockton.
I think Kendrick heard what I said and was like, oh, yes. Okay. You want? Oh, is that something that should... Okay, here you go, Syfe. What? In your face.
He was one of the big loyal one-appers, maybe a patron, actually, and was like... And he was like, I hear what they're saying. By the way, if you're watching us live on YouTube and you want to hear the whole podcast, go subscribe to One App Is Life, wherever you find podcasts. We just jumped on here for a little minute, a little hot minute.
The coulda, shoulda, wouldas.
What do you mean? What are you referring to?
The coulda, shoulda, wouldas? Oh, I got a bunch of coulda, shoulda, wouldas. I got a bunch of coulda, shoulda, wouldas.
Okay,
a bunch of them. Sergey, I mean, first of all, is it over? Drake bowed out, right?
So is that really what you think, or are you talking ish? You think he actually quit?
I think he quit. I think the last one he put out was with him saying, this is the bow on, I'm tying up the bow. That's what I think. That's what it sounded like to me.
You think he went, throw the damn towel? Like Rocky IV?
I don't think he lost. I think the fight is over. Like, it's funny you say Rocky. Like, in a boxing match, you ever watch those boxing matches where no one gets, like, knocked out? And then eventually it ends, right?
Of course.
And then you got to start doing all that boxing scoring shit because no one got KO'd.
Yeah, it happened this weekend with Canelo Alvarez. Sure, sure.
Okay, so... That's what I think Drake did. He was like, okay, but it's all boxing match over. He had to because what I know, and I have too much information, too much inside information.
You got inside information?
Inside information about like the beef stuff. I'm just saying what I know overall about all the people I know that work in Drake's camp. Conglomerate, the Drake brand.
Talk to me.
The Nike swoosh. The Nike swoosh, which is Drake. Drake's face is the swoosh of the conglomerate of OVO Drake.
You say swoosh, huh?
What do you say?
Swoosh.
Swoosh. What'd I say?
Swoosh.
Swoosh. I meant to... No, sorry. Swoosh.
All right. I'm just checking.
Swoosh is correct. It's like there had to be like hardcore board meetings of like how long... Are we going to do this for? How long are we going to do this for? Like, we have hundreds of millions of dollars in other business we need to attend to. How long are we doing this for? We already made four. We made four already.
I got a very interesting take also from, I won't say his name just because.
Like Billy June?
No, it's not Billy June. It's actually a former football great. Who said food for thought, and this is like what you're saying, Syfe, but different. He said food for thought. Don't be shocked if this beef ended with Drake's last drop. Not because he lost, which in my opinion he did, but...
Wait, who's saying my opinion? You're still quoting the football player?
Yes, okay. I'm still quoting this legendary football player. He said, but his corporate partners, Nike, NFL, NHL, are all probably getting nervous about the perception of the things being said and that they could stick and be bad for their images. These allegations can transcend his fan base.
Who wrote that? That's incredible. And you're not going to tell me, but
I'll put it this way though. He's an older legend. He's an 80s star. He's not someone who of his age I thought would be interested in this beef, but he was.
People have gotten dropped for less accusations.
Facts.
Far less. For maybe a rumor coming down the pipeline, these corporations will drop your ass. So Nike and all the shit Drake's a part of, they were like, I mean, I don't even think they have to say it. I think Drake's team's smart enough to go, we're about to fuck with the money. We're about to fuck with, for what? For fucking street cred? For street cred? We're going to fuck up hundreds of millions to be the best rapper beef ever. Why? Why? That's not what Drake Camp does. It's not what they do. They about that paper.
But no matter what, though, even if that's the reason, Syf, it ends up playing, if this was the end, it would end up playing out like Drake was like, you play too much. Why did you get so serious? This is not the angle that he would have hoped to end on. Because the record he dropped yesterday is a full-on six-minute explanation. He's not on the offense at all on that record. He's up against the rope, ducking and taking shots. And then the problem is, if he ends now, guys, you know what's going to be the memory people have? The next 2 years of people at concerts chanting, OVO. Like, that's going to happen.
No, not at Drake concerts.
No, not at Drake concerts. At Kendrick concerts, at parties.
Why did everybody flip out when J. Cole quit? And I don't see the flip out for Drake kind of, not quitting, but.
Drake didn't announce quitting yet, though.
He says it in there.
But here's what's driving me crazy. And I'm trying really hard to not take sides here, even though everybody knows I'm a Kendrick guy. I'm trying not to take sides. I'm trying my best to be objective. Here's what drives me crazy. Drake literally came with, and by the way, I'm not ruling out that Kendrick could have utterly made up the 11-year-old child thing. Like, that is likely false. I'm not saying they both made shit up. They both either had bad info or made shit up. Guaranteed. Okay. Guaranteed. But when Drake, out of the thin blue air, hit me with the, yo, your best friend is the father of your child, don't then turn around and be like, yo, when are we going to stop the lies? Like, literally out of the thin blue air, you came up with Dave Free is the dad of Kendrick. That is such a wild, I'm not saying it's impossible. If this was a Tyler Perry movie, it's in play.
What is the hinted domestic violence situation with Kendrick and his wife? What was that?
As far as I know, that's completely and utterly pulled out of thin air also.
I guess what Drake is saying is because you and Dave Free did something, it got ugly somewhere in there.
Oh, is
it got
that
ugly.
What you think it is?
And it was
that he's saying it's related?
That's how I'm putting it together.
Not only did that happen, Syf, but then Dave and Kendrick left Top Dog and started their own company, just the two of them. And they are literally like this in business.
Yeah. The last time I saw Kendrick, Dave Free was with him.
I have not spoken to Kendrick in several years. I talked to Dave Free. He is Kendrick. And I'm not saying that doesn't mean that everything in their world is perfect and nothing could ever. But here's the thing. I would argue that of the things that we heard, what made the Kendrick punches more effective than the Dave Free punches was that Kendrick chose a lot of shit that people had heard nuggets of before. That whole pedophile thing that he's been running with, what makes that so brutal is everybody out there goes, I do remember thinking it was weird that he was friends with the girl from Stranger Things. I do remember that. I'm not, by the way, I don't think Drake's a pedophile. I don't. I'm sorry. I don't. But that makes that an effective punch because it conjures up an image.
Now, can I ask you a very stupid question? And I know I'm just not in the loop like I used to be. Okay. Why did Kendrick and Top Dog, why did he leave Top Dog? Just like a business thing?
Yeah, as I understand it, it was just a like growth, it's time.
Yeah, I want to do my own thing.
you did a lot for me. I did a lot for you. Me and Dave have always moved in our own way within this thing. We're going to go do our thing.
Are they still cool, Top Dog and Kendrick, or we don't know?
Beyond. I mean, you heard Kendrick on the song goes, get Top on the phone. Like, it's still the same. It's not the first of all, I don't know what the business arrangement is. My guess would be, and I am guessing, but Saif, I'm curious for your thought as a guy who's been around some situations in your life. My thought would be, is that even if they're separated, Top Dog tastes something no matter what forever, would probably be my guess. Like a little something. He's getting a little nosh. I can't picture anything else but that.
No, there's no way. There's no way. There's no way.
So, but even beyond that, Top and I have always had a great relationship. And I've always spoken to Top about Kendrick. And in the way we've spoken since all of that happened, his tone on Kendrick never changed one bit.
Right. Okay, good. So that's what I wanted to know. So now, so Drake, like, this is what a couple of things I hate. We planted that information about 11-year-old daughter and you used it. Nanny, nanny, poo, poo. Of course, why wouldn't they use it? This is like spies in World War II. Like, oh, we gave you the wrong submarine coordinates and you messed up, Germany. Ha ha. Like, why wouldn't he use that information if he thought it was legit?
And furthermore, if what you're saying is true and you actually have an option, then you got to show the proof. If you set it up intentionally, show me the email you sent. Show me the text. If Drake told an opposition. If he told an operative, like, here's what we're going to do, then you might as well have the audio conversation of him on the phone being like, here's the shit we're going to go with. You got to leak that. You should make that the intro to a song. Like, you got to come with that. You can't just say it.
You're smart enough to know you have to have that recorded or something. Because what I thought was, before he made this record, what I thought was he might think there's a couple moles in the camp, right?
Right.
Let's say there's four guys he kind of thinks they might be the mole. And you feed them all a different piece of mistruth. Then whatever mistruth comes out, you know which one is the mole. But so that's what I thought it was. That's what I thought it was. Now he's saying, nah, we set that up. We sent that up. There was no mole. We had a fake mole. This is all toy. So what's that movie? Tinker Toy Soldiers.
Toy Soldiers, no?
Tinker.
I think not it's Tinker Toy. There's no Tinker Toy.
Yeah, Tinker Toy Soldiers. It's a movie about like the spies, the Cold War and all that shit in Russia. And it's like deep into like who's the mole. It's fucking crazy. And that's how I'm looking at this whole shit. But then wait, one more. Can I do one more could have, should have?
You can do whatever you want.
I personally would have liked, and who knows, maybe I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Because Drake addressed things Kendrick said in the Mustard record.
Mm-hmm.
On his record.
Which Tinker, means, Taylor, Soldier, Spy? Is that it?
That's it. That's it. Tinker, Taylor, Soldier, Spy. Thank you. That's a great, oh, bro. Great movie.
Okay.
Great movie. If you like spy shit, it's this. It is this.
In spy form, not rap form.
In spy form. So he obviously, I think Drake probably had some of that record already recorded, ready to go, waiting to see what Kendrick said, and then applying that to a record that was pretty much ready to go. I think they should have scrapped that plan and just rhymed over the same beat Kendrick put out. Like, Kendrick came with a Mustard Club banger. I think they should have just looped that and rhymed over that. And I think they should have did, like, when Kendrick's like, they not like us, they not like us. Drake and them, you want to be us, you want to be us, or something. You know what I mean? Like,
That's very interesting.
Like a remix, like jump on it. Because then in the clubs, it's back to back. You play this one, you play this one.
That's why Saif was saying you got to have the DJ in the camp to be like, let's think about this. Because this Kendrick one, it's going to move in the clubs.
Remember Jay-Z's engineer? I can't think of his name.
See, Saif? Someone said that's actually Brillinth. So you should feel good about that.
What's Jay-Z's engineer? The tall guy. I can't think of his name. Guru.
A tall guy.
Remember, remember we had Guru on the show.
Yes. And he told us. Came to my apartment on 96th Street. I remember.
That's right. He told us that Hov has what they call, what was it he called them? Tricks? Or
yes.
Little tricks? So like in Jay-Z and Pharrell, I'm a hustler, baby. In that song, one of the tricks is, and I think I I'm singing off tune in the club, and I think I never met her at all. It's a trick. Kendrick's trick is like something, something, A minor. That's a trick everyone's going to, bro, even if you not know every single word of the song, you're going to sing that part. Drake got a million of those.
And every time Kendrick does the O-V-Ho, he could have just come up with a new thing right back.
Now we're in Cold Crush.
Yes.
Stage.
Hip-hop shit right here.
Yeah. That's the only element that I think was missing in this. Well, I thought was going to be missing, and then Kendrick dropped it. But I'm a DJ. I'm a DJ.
No, but by the way, but they should have. Listen, Future is a DJ. I mean, Drake's Future, not the other Future. Future is a DJ. People could know. And by the way, to everyone who's watching us on YouTube Live, Syph and I do this every week. One Ep is Life. Go subscribe right now wherever you find podcasts. You will not be disappointed. We talk. Ish. We talk hip hop. We nerd out. We do interviews. I have a big interview tomorrow. It's going to be exciting for next week. So go subscribe wherever you find podcasts. But what conversation you got? Syph just had to set up a whole scenario where the conversation should have been, here's what we want to do. We should just jump on this and make it our record. Just like back in the day when Drake had the Fire record with YG, another West Coast Drake record. We could do this. Instead, he was like, hey, you know, guys, I was thinking like, I'm just going to make like sort of, I just want to go in the booth alone and like turn the lights out and like just sort of like tell everyone, please stop lying about me. Like, why are you spreading all these lies about me? Like, why was that the decision? How do we land on, I'm going to quietly complain about the lies?
Because they are very much into numbers, analytics, algorithm. They know how to move that fucking algorithm needle. Kendrick owned Saturday Night. He could have owned it. Bro, people would have been downloading in the club. Like, yo, Drake just responded with on this beat. Like, people would have been nutso.
That's a really good shoulda, coulda, woulda. And I really, like, the Drake record where he's complaining, it's a dope beat. Like, it's a good hip-hop beat. It's a cool record. It's just like, I keep waiting for him to get the offensive started. It never happens. And then at the end, he's like, if you guys want to keep lying, I guess, I mean, that's fine. Just like lie, I guess. I mean, I was like, bro.
They don't think of beats the way they remember. Ebro used to say something really cool to us back in the day. Ebro used to say, what do people use radio for? And we have to play in that world. People don't use radio to sit there and break down lyrics and rewind shit like you would back at, like, if you had a CD of something or in your car listening to music. Radio is for driving along, background music. You know, if you're not just like a music fanatic like we are, it's kind of just there to have playing good music that's out right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They just do what always works the best for them, which is analysis, algorithm, all that shit. The type of beat that gets the most plays the way they want it to play and gets on the most blogs and all that shit. So that wins by far in their world. But number two is still good. Live party element.
Syph, why didn't you call your friends at OVHO?
They don't listen. They don't take
I could have gone with the Kendrick side.
Yeah.
And you could have gone with the Drake side.
I'm this the ramblings of a madman trying to get on comedy stages.
Yeah, that's a good point. They're like, what? They're like, Syph said, they're like, Syph who? The comedian guy?
I just don't like beef at all, period. I think J. Cole is just...
You love J. Cole for walking away.
I love J. Cole. I think he knew all this ugliness was coming and was like, and I said this on my Instagram. I said either J. Cole is just a beautiful human soul that just didn't want any part of this ugliness, or he got some deep dark secrets that he did not want exposed.
Wait, third option. and it still make it, that both of those are true. Third option, although it could also be true with two, which is that someone from TDE or Kendrick is like, bro, just so you know, this shit's going to get nasty.
Yeah.
I like you.
Yeah, I like you. We cool. Bring, bring. Hello? Hello? Hey, who's this?
Oh, hey, it's, just call me, Bendrick. Bendrick.
Bendrick? Bendrick is your name? Is it Duckworth? Are you in the Duckworth family?
No. It's Bendrick Schmuckworth.
Oh, Schmuckworth.
Schmuckworth.
How are you?
Schmuckworth. Yes, hello.
Hey, how can I help you? Yeah, this is Jermaine.
Hey, Jermaine.
Yeah.
You probably want to go on ahead and just, back out of this whole
Man, let me tell you something. I'm one of the greatest lyricists in this game. I do my own beats. I write my own rhymes. I'm a drop some fire.
No, I hear you. But I call on behalf of a friend, okay? And I'm just saying things are going to get really, really ugly. Like, things are going to come out. Things are going to come to light.
Oh, like this is going to be a secrets exposed battle.
That's right. A lot of shit is going to get said. So, like, you, I don't know if you've ever done any dirt or, like, you know, done anything, like, cheated on anyone or, like, you know, have any side kids or, like, side dogs or pets or whatever. Have you ever had sex with an animal? Maybe you've had sex with an animal and there's video of it. Of, like, you sucking off an animal or something, several animals.
You know what? This ain't really me. All this drama. I'm gonna go ahead and just back on out. And also, I just want to tell you, I'm sorry, man. I'm really sorry.
And if that happened, Cole would come along and be like, "Yo, bro, listen. You got to do a song where you explain that, like, you've never sucked off any animals, bro. Like, make sure you say specifically, like, no, I couldn't have been the one who sucked off animals. If I had done that, I'd be arrested for it." That line was the worst of the whole thing. That was the worst line. "If I'd been with young girls, I know I would have been arrested." Was a crazy bad bar.
Wait, but how would you want Drake to address these issues of him being called a pedophile? Like, so how do you want that?
I've heard people say that.
How would you have want that handled?
People have asked that question, and I'm going to tell you how. You say in aggressive terms, "I'm not even answering your sick shit that you're saying. You must be projecting some shit about yourself. That's fucking disgusting. I won't even address that. Let's get into your shit." Spending the time acknowledging it over and over again, ay, Dios mío, I don't think you do it.
Yeah, what was that mother line? Also, I just want to say to 40, who's listening to Juan Epp and loves Juan Epp, he's going to listen. I have no dog in this fight. I don't want a winner. I don't want a loser. I don't want beef. I don't want drama. I don't want these people to be yelling at each other back and forth.
No, it's not your style.
So I'm not picking sides. I hate beef, actually. I hate beef. So I'm just saying, in this little hip hop game where we're talking bars and beats and lyrics and all that, this is my opinion of what I like playing this shoulda, coulda, woulda, but
I don't like the whole thing. Not comfortable.
I've said this before to you. You fuck with somebody's money or their family and things get ugly. And that was a lot of family talk on this. A lot. People get very sensitive about their family.
It's so ugly, Sife. It spawned other ugliness. Like, it's so ugly between them that the ugliness drips down and there's trickle down ugliness.
Yeah,
my own friend, someone I like, did me dirty on Twitter this weekend. He did me dirty.
What happened? What they do?
My friend Rory of Rory and Maul.
He did you dirty?
Yeah, I'm gonna show you. He did me dirty, and I'm gonna explain how this happens. It happens because all of us are so excited by the amount of conversation happening. It's like everything I post on this. I don't know if it's just because Elon Musk is a liar and X is a liar. I don't know if it's just because this shit is so hot. or I don't know if it's because I have an inherent connection to this one because of Kendrick. So people see my things as having a little more gravitas than my normal stuff. Because they're like, oh, he's the Kendrick nut hugger. We know he's got something to say. So you get sort of high off of the, feedback because everything I'm posting is getting so many retweets and so many like multiple times throughout the weekend. I did take advantage of this and I would just like quote a line. I'm like, wow, it's a crazy line.
Even I did. I followed suit.
So I'm like, this is a crazy line. So when the Saturday night thing came out, I quoted a line and I quote, "You're a colonizer is wild."
This is Twitter?
This is Twitter. Rory, my friend, my actual friend in real life, wrote, "We got to sit this bar out, bro," and retweeted it. Now, listen, I don't like the following term because I think it's generally used. I think it's generally used inappropriately.
Oh, shit.
I feel like the following line is used inappropriately, so I don't generally use it. But in this case, I think it's the right thing. This was the most virtue signaling tweet of all time. Rory put up a tweet knowing it would make him look like the better white. He was like, I'm going to be the yes. better white. And I know how to be the good white on Twitter.
Yeah.
And so, because I hit Rory on the side, because I was annoyed. It got, bro, this shit got 15,000 fucking retweets. I'm like, why did you need, I'm not in the middle of this. I'm just quoting a line that I thought was interesting. I'm not giving commentary on Drake being a colonizer. I'm not saying I'm not, I'm literally quoting a bar. And so two things. One, the idea that because I could be called that means like I shouldn't be able to review the bar is silly. Like that's just being overly, you're being OD. Anyone could point out that line as being a good line, whether you're whatever you are. And Rory, if you really felt it was a problem, I know Rory. If Rory thought I tweeted something bad, he would have hit me on the side, bro. He would have been like, yo, you should take that down.
Yeah, it's kind of a little off-putting that you put that up.
Trust me, he's a friend. I really think he would have hit me and been like, you need to take that down. And I would have appreciated it. But Rory, I love you. But when you decided to retweet it with your thing, that was you doing it for the likes and the retweets, bro. And you used me as a pawn. I love you.
100%.
But that is what happened.
Also, like, Kendrick doesn't think that Drake is sending fleets or armadas to different countries to then make them colonies for his own country. It's an analogy that Kendrick was using of what Drake is doing to hip hop, which takes all the history out of it, which takes all the white guilt out of it. It's just a rap bar analogy, which leaves it completely open for you to comment on.
Of course. And by the way, I could even say by the fact that I am a white guy in hip hop and I've been called these things before, all the more reason for me to be like, oh shit, that's a bar. I've heard things like that before. Like I'm not in a bad place to judge that bar.
What I hate about people is hip hop. Hip hop was not created in the jungles of Africa and then white men came and stole it. It's reverse. It's because white men came and stole the black people, brought them to America, and from the oppression and from the whole system of racism and Jim Crow and all the systematic ways to keep people down, this art form was created, like different art forms, blues, jazz, rock and roll, and then we take it to hip hop. Hip hop wasn't has nothing to do with colonization. Like there wasn't hip hop in Africa and they were doing it in the jungles and then the white man came and stole it. It was created from colonization.
But you could still argue that it could be colonized if you're not using a literal sense of colonizing.
But if we're Are we talking slang?
Yeah.
Because anything can be said with slang.
Right. I think
my problem nowadays with all these young kids in hip hop lingo, they're taking actual words and just changing the meaning. Like, you ever hear a lot of girls nowadays, they call, like, they say, oh, he's weird. He's weird. You're being weird.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
they're not using weird the way weird is intended. And also, they took, literally, it's like they use it, it's the opposite. So, if you're talking colonized, like slang, yeah, you can use it for anything. Because slang now is just regular words, just repurposed. Well, like scary. I hate fucking scary. I hate scary.
What do you mean scary?
When we go, oh, yo, he acting scary. Yo, he acting scary.
You're trying
to say scared. You've heard it, bro. I promise you've heard it. Okay. You don't even realize how much. It's been around for the longest. And I cringe every time.
This is how you know Seth's getting ill. He's getting bothered by the people using
words. Get off my lawn.
Yeah, get off my lawn. So here's the funniest part, though. So Rory hits me on Saturday night, and I'm very proud of myself because my friend Chauncey was in town. Me, Natalie, and Chauncey went to an amazing Mexican place on Saturday night, had a plethora of wonderful margaritas, ate like kings and queens. Natalie went to bed. Chauncey and I are up watching the fucking Canelo fight like gentlemen, having some tequila. And that's when I see Rory's tweet. So I was tipsy when I saw the tweet. Now, the result was when I texted Rory, I was definitely somewhat harsh, probably harsher than I would have been stone sober. But I'm impressed with myself that I didn't respond publicly. Because if I'd responded publicly, two things would have happened. I would have brought way more attention to something that had no impact on my life. Like 13,000 retweets or not, it meant nothing. I could have actually made it worse. And also, I could have actually damaged my friendship with someone I actually like over something that's really not that big a deal. And lastly, why would anyone be worrying about me and Rory? Two white people who, though, while you might want to say, fuck off, you're white every once in a while, two white people that are generally liked in hip-hop, when meanwhile, Vlad was getting taken up out of hip-hop on Saturday night. People attempted to finally think, this is the moment to get rid of DJ Vlad.
Wait, why? What were they saying about him?
This is one of the most 2024 things you'll ever hear about. DJ Vlad commented, basically, he didn't like the mix of Not Like Us. What's it called? They Not Like Us. It's called Not Like Us. That's what it's called, right? Not Like Us.
Not Like Us. He didn't like the mix of it.
Yeah, Not Like Us. That's right. That's the name. He decided to post, hey, the mix could be better. Which of all the things...
like the actual engineering correct. Of the beat you're saying?
Correct. He didn't like it. Guys, of all the terrible things, and if you've ever listened to One Ep or heard me anytime anyone's asked me about Vlad, I'm not a fan. I think he's the definition of a culture vulture. Like there are a few people who I think are like the definition, and I don't think it's based on race. Sorry. I think it's based on culture. He's the definition. This particular thing was so innocuous. It's a nothing burger. He didn't like he was a DJ prior to all this. Like he was a DJ, right?
DJ Vlad.
He's DJ Vlad. And y'all don't remember this, but before he was the weird voice with no face on interviews, which is fucking insane. Like, do we ever take enough time to think about a personality that exists and they don't have their face is not on the camera? They just are a voice. Yeah. Like that's insane. But anyways, Vlad was a DJ. And so he responds, don't like the mix, whatever. I would never think of this. A person who turned out to be a Princeton professor and the niece of Rodney Jerkins responded to Vlad.
What?
I know. It's what? This is the most 2024 shit.
What?
Of all time. This is the most 2024 shit of all time. So she's a professor at Princeton, I guess, and she's... her last name is Jerkins. She's related to Rodney Jerkins' niece, apparently. So she responds And by the way, I will point out it was Saturday night. She might have been having a good time too and was just feeling loose on she Twitter, whatever.
Single to Mayo. It was
single to Mayo, baby. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe she would say this every day of the week, but it was kind of crazy. So she says, you're white in all caps. This is an all black affair. Okay?
No.
So listen, so hold on. We'll go back to that. Yes, you're right. That point makes no sense. It was a weird thing to say. But DJ Vlad ends up making her right, even though what she said was wrong. His response was so bad that he put her in the right. His response was not a professor from at Princeton talking this way. I'll see what they have to say about this on Monday. He went straight Karen on Twitter. I'm going to your boss.
Oh, shit.
So
this
like,
is great.
So this now great. Her great. Original statement, which I think most people would say was like probably unnecessary. Like anyone could comment on one of these battle records. I got news for you guys. This is the most mainstream rap battle in history. It's being debated by five-year-olds. Someone weighing in on this and saying, shut up, you're white. It's just not it's stupid.
And not about this. Like,
not about the
you can
mix.
Go through Vlad's whole, you can go through Vlad. Yeah, the mix.
The mix?
You can, that person, she hates Vlad. Yeah, she must have been Liddy.
She must have been Liddy.
She hates Vlad.
Which, by the way, so do most people. I feel you. Anyway, so Vlad then goes full Karen mode. I'm calling Princeton. I want to see your manager. And it blew up all day Sunday and was just a whole thing. And then
of him trying to call out a black woman.
Yeah, that specifically, like you got someone said something to you didn't like and you ran to try to get them fired. Like you weaponized your whiteness.
But also he's saying, oh, you work at a predominantly white university. I don't think they want the black girl saying this stuff on social media. That's what he's trying to say.
You could view it that way. I mean, I didn't even think about it that way. I just thought of it as general Karen-ness of like, well, you're a professor.
I feel like he's saying like, they don't want their black employees talking this way, and I'm going to make sure they know about it.
I'm going to make sure they know. Good white students should not. And at some point he drops in, he's like, I went to Berkeley. And first of all, I was like, DJ Vlad went to Berkeley?
He's always said he's from the Bay.
No, I know he's from the Bay. I was just impressed when I went, Berkeley? Wow, that's something. Anyways, so then this morning, he came on, he went on the internet and decided to pull up. Just kidding. I was never going to do that. She was trolling, so I was trolling. Ha, 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 ha. And my guess is, he wrote, since it's Monday, let me clear the air and state that I never had any intention of filing a complaint to Princeton.
Everybody is off the tequila from the weekend. Everybody's going, whoa, that was crazy.
Yeah, I would just like to, but the here's the interesting thing about the whole thing was that like the people that you saw weigh in on the Vlad thing was just a reminder of like how much negativity he has engendered over the years. Like people were just ready, regardless of what the thing was, to have enough of DJ Vlad. So anyways, that was interesting over the weekend as well. No other, by the way, Drake managed to throw, Future. Did Future get thrown back in? Cash and Abel got thrown back in. Oh, by the way, did you see the production credits for, Family Matters?
No. Who's that?
Family Matters was the Drake song from Friday night.
No, I know. Who was the production credits too?
By saying, nigga, I said it. I know that you mad. I've emptied the clip over friendly or jabs. You mentioned my seed and I deal with his dad.
By the way, the troll of him leaning hard into the N-word like that, he did a few things that I think probably over time aren't going to be great. The rapping Kendrick raps like he's freeing the slaves. That didn't play well for people. This N-word probably didn't play well for people.
I'm telling you, man, the OVO board meeting, I would love to be a part of that.
Oh, you could have helped.
I know that you mad. I've emptied the clip over friendly or jabs. You mentioned my feed and I deal with his dad. I got to go bad.
I didn't like that whole intro, by the way. But this part, now you're...
Drop a 50 bag, put a mob in a spot. Drop a 50 bag, 29 for the thought. I was really trying to keep it peachy.
If you look at the credits,
if you had a set, they give your ass a
Boy Wonder,
civilian gang,
Tay Keith,
you know who,
Mark Ronson,
you know who,
what
really nigga Chuck T, you know who even bang a set out there, CB.
Mark Cho-Sides.
No,
you better have some paperwork for that shit, fake T.
So I told Mark that I was going to say this, so I assume he's fine with me saying, because I said that I was going to. I talked to Mark over the weekend.
Yeah.
And by the way, when you talked to Mark, it was early on a Saturday,
all the
too.
All the whites talked this weekend. All the hip-hop whites had to get it in.
Yeah, me, Rory, and Mark, we jumped on. We were like, can you believe it about Vlad? This is crazy. I jumped on with Mark, and he told me the story, and I was like, do you mind if I just tell the story? I think he's good with me telling the story. But there is no story. The story is Mark's working on music. And he was in the lab with Boy Wonder, working on other music, music for Mark, music for this, that. And they were just working together. And then he woke up on Saturday and saw this randomly. Like he opened up the internet and was like, wait, what is this?
Well, Alchemist did the Meet the Grams.
Alchemist did?
But these sound like, yeah, Alchemist did that one.
He did?
Yeah, look on Alchemist's Instagram. It shows him with the beat. But it looks like these are all just people just giving beats to people, and then they had to make these diss records. They're like, what do we got? And like, give me that Alchemist beat. I don't think beats were made for this. I think they pulled up beats that they had around.
That's interesting. But this one, I think, with Boy Wonder and Mark just happened very recently. But isn't that sort of, don't you sort of deserve a courtesy call if you're going to get thrown into a, and he wasn't complaining. I'm just saying.
It was fucking, there was no time. It was, everybody was in panic mode. Like, everything was on high alert. This whole week had to be high alert for everybody. Like, and it still is. Like, security was upped, you know, no, turn locations off.
Well, Bobby Perkins says Drake put Kendrick in a trash can. Is that, I wouldn't view it that way. No, I didn't see it that way. Michael Brown says that Alchemist beat sounded like some mid-90s RZA shit. I loved that one.
Dear Adonis, I'm sorry that that man is your father. Let me be honest. It takes a man to be a man.
No, this beat is fire.
Not responsive.
Hard. And conceptually, Syph, it's almost like breaking into Stan territory of like, I'm doing something.
Four different letters. Writing. Yeah, that's what my boy Liam said. It reminded him of some Eminem shit.
Oh, he, by the way, Liam... Like, Liam's high off he's high off that Kendrick, isn't he?
Liam and you, yeah, you guys each suck one nut of Kendrick Lamar.
Well, yeah, I mean, I did it professionally though. He's just an actual fanboy. He took it to the next level.
He's a Stan fan, yeah.
He's just a real Stan. Well, for the record, Syph, almost 1,200 people watching us on YouTube. Go subscribe to One Ep Is Life wherever you find podcasts. We break things down. If you're looking week to week to have hip hop conversation, that's not done by professional trolls who are in the pocket of the people you're talking about.
You want some good hip hop, just college buddy hip hop talk, not fucking for the algorithm or the likes or the views or trolling. We just want to talk that hip hop nerd shit. We're your guys. Objectively.
I think objective. People won't think that I'm objective, but I'm trying my hardest.
You did really good on this one.
I point out the things in Kendrick's that I don't think are perfect. Now, do I think Kendrick's winning so far? Yes. Shout out to Quartermain who's in here. What up, Q? Yes, I do think that 100% Kendrick is winning. I don't think that anyone could argue otherwise. The last song we got from Drake was him basically copping Please. I mean, that is essentially what the last song could have been called, Copping Please.
He bailed, bro. I'm telling you, the corporates, Monday came, there was meetings. There was hardcore meetings. Shut this shit down. Shut it down.
So you're saying it right now, it's over. You think it's over for sure. The money makers stepped in. What's the name of the really famous like the Illuminati of music, the guy who like, he's got a son too, super important universal guy.
Wait, now you're talking about Lucian?
Yes, you think Lucian Grange made the call? Like, this thing's a wrap.
No, this is great for Lucian Grange. They want the destruction. They want the beef. It brings all the people to the music. It's the other sponsors. Nike's like, hey, Nike's calling Drake's camp. Like, hey, what's going on?
Hey, is Future there? Future? Hey, we were calling over here at Nike. We were checking out some of the new music coming out. And I have a few questions.
See, it's very exciting. It's very exciting.
It's very exciting. We love some of the things that we're hearing. We really do. Some are really good. And we're noticing a ton of engagement. And we love engagement. But there was a word getting thrown around. I'm going to go through my notes. Okay, hold on. Hold on a tick. Where's the thing that we wrote down about the Drake? Oh, I found it. Sorry about that. I have a new receptionist. Pedophile. What? Like, we didn't love pedophile.
Yeah, sex offender also threw us off a little.
Yeah, we didn't love pedophile. We didn't love sex offender. Any chance that we could go ahead and put a pin in this?
We love Chubbs. We love Chubbs is always with you. He's welcome here.
Oh, we love Chubbs. We sent. I hope you got the sweatsuits. We sent a bunch of double XL sweatsuits. Really would love though if we could just maybe put a pin on.
But his name was brought up. His name was brought up.
If you could go on ahead, put a pin in this, and then if we could circle back next week, maybe wrap this thing up. We could maybe move forward with the new knock the golf line because we're uncomfortable, a little uncomfortable here.
We do have that knock the golf line coming out and we just kind of want to squelch this.
And I love some of the designs. We have an event planned in Turks. But then there was a line about you and prostitutes in Turks. And that also we didn't love. For the Nocta. Here's the thing. Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up, Escobar. The Nocta Kids Collection. We have some concerns about the Kids Collection. Oh, boy.
You know, okay. It with the flap in the back didn't bother us.
No, I love the flap.
Until just now.
Thank you, Lewis.
Until just
now.
Yeah,
Lewis brings up a great point. We loved the flap in the back. We thought it was very cute. It was giving like Muppet Babies. Fozzie on Muppet Babies. And we loved it. But now it's giving like rapey energy and we're not as into
we
it.
We tend to stay away from grapey energy. Yeah.
We don't love that.
Yeah.
That's kind of not our thing. So.
All right. I got to go have a meeting with Kevin Hart.
Is that literally who you're meeting with?
Yeah. Well, his company.
Oh, is he going to be there?
I doubt it. I doubt he'll be there. But guys, it's been fun. One Ep has been great. Thank you so much. We're here every Tuesday.
Sife's leaving at this second. I'll wrap it up here. We appreciate all of you for joining us. If you have, for some reason, never listened to One Ep Is Life, I encourage you, wherever you find podcasts, to subscribe to One Ep Is Life. We do a hell of a job, if I do say so ourselves. Next week, we're supposed to have a very big legendary guest named Ghostface Killer on the show. So we're going to have a chat with him. But when things like this happen, you know, we break it down. So I thought, we should go live and talk to the people. Also, we do a Patreon, patreon.com/oneepislife. If you want an extra episode this week, we got you there. Shouts to Billy June, Emilio Sparks. I'm out. Cypher, peace.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.